Scholarship number 18 and verse number 14. And let's read together in unison, shall we? The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Let's read it one more time. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? I'm going to talk to you what I believe is probably one of the most important subjects you'll ever hear in your life. I may not do it justice this morning, but I'm going to talk about your attitude, your spirit, not the Holy Spirit, but your spirit, your attitude, because everything hinges on your attitude and your spirit. You have the ability to quench God. You have the ability to limit God. And it is only up to us whether we have the right attitude to allow our spirit to allow God's Holy Spirit to work in us. So let's pray, shall we? Father, thank you again for loving us. Lord, I pray this will be a help. I pray this will be a blessing. I think it will be if we just pay attention. Help me to deliver this correctly and right. And Lord, help me just to stick to the notes here and the message here. I pray that you bless. Now meet with us, dear Holy Spirit of God. Allow us, dear God, to open up to thee. And Lord, help allow us for you to get more of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The Bible says the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. That's not the Holy Spirit. There's spirits in the Bible are bantied around and used differently at times. You have the spirit of a man. You have sometimes the soul and spirit are used interchangeably, to be honest with you. You have spirits like evil spirits, I guess, and you have other spirits which are good spirits, I guess, angels. But you have also a spirit in you, like your attitude or your thought process or how you look at life and what your thinking is. And I'm going to talk to you this morning about your individual spirit, your attitude. And I'm telling you, everything else in life hinges on you having the right spirit and the right attitude. I don't care how much you read the Bible, listen to me good. It can only help if you allow it to soak in and you to receive it. Doesn't matter how much you hear of it. If you sit there and your buttons are turned off and your arms are crossed, you say, I don't care what the preacher says, I ain't listening. And I don't care what he says, I can't wait till this place is over, this thing is done with, and I'm leaving here. It doesn't matter what I say. You have to be receptive to hear God's sermon or God's message. And you have to be receptive to hear God's word. So it's your attitude and your spirit that counts before we can. It's like the valve. By the way, it was you that said yes to Jesus. Amen. It was you that made the decision to receive Jesus Christ. You could have said no and had to stop right there. You could have stopped the gates, not opened the door and said, nope, I don't want it. No, thank you. But what you do, you open the gate, you open the valve, and you allow Jesus to come in. You allow the Holy Spirit to come in. So you made that decision because you were humble enough, you were broken enough, you made a wise decision in asking Jesus to come in. Well, that same kind of attitude, if you got saved the right Bible way, with humility, all right, and you saw your place in hell, and you asked Jesus to save your soul and forgive you of your sins, and you saw him hanging on that cross paying for your sin, that same attitude ought to be carried on for the rest of your life in all that we do. Take your Bible, please, and turn to Acts chapter number 26. Acts 26. We'll be turning quite a few times this morning, but I want to go through some Bible verses that sometimes we flippantly read or just gloss over and don't pay them much mind. Acts 26, verse number 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa. Now, I know you think that's a translation. It is a translation of the Greek. And I understand that you would think in the Greek, if you read in the Greek, he's happy that he can answer now. But I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that 1611 is inspired. And I believe God put every single word in here for a reason, the way he put it, so that we could read it in 2014. And I believe when Paul writes, and God has here in the English, that Paul said, I think myself happy, I believe that. I believe that you can think yourself happy. This is not positive thinking. This is negative preaching. Amen. In order to think yourself happy, you have to realize that you're a sinner, lost on your way to hell, and that your only hope and salvation is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you're a child of God on your way to heaven, tell me what in the world is messing your face up and messing your mood up and messing your life up? Well, tell me what's wrong.
Amen.
All right, so you're living with Job's wife. Amen. All right, so was Job. Amen. All right, so you had to bury a son or your daughter. Well, Job did too. He buried 10 of them, amen?
Right.
All right, so somebody stabbed you in the back. Jesus was grieved in the spirit when he told them that someone was going to betray me. All right, somebody walked away. Somebody did you harm. Somebody did you dirt, okay? I agree with you. But I ask you, if you're a child of God on your way to heaven, why can't you think yourself happy today, amen? There's not a person in this room that doesn't have heartaches and problems and burdens, especially if you get to be 40 and 50 and 60 and 70, amen? There's people in this room that have buried people that should have buried them, amen? And they're carrying a heartache with them, amen? There's people in this room that got bigger problems and heartaches than the others. You're making mountains out of molehills sometimes. And we make these big, we magnify these problems that you think you and I have, but they're not really problems if you're a child of God and you're saved on your way to heaven. Paul was arrested, imprisoned, bound, standing before King Agrippa. And he said, I think myself happy. Huh? If you don't think that's true, when him and Silas were in jail, you know what they were doing? Singing and praising God, amen? While you'd be looking for a lawyer to sue your way out of there and sue everybody to put you in there, they were singing, saying, glory to God, I'm saved, I'm a child of the King, I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. We complain about everything, don't we? We're miserable. Miserable. Are you saved? I mean, are you born again? If you are, you ought to tell your face about it. Sometimes it takes weeks or months or years to get to it, amen? But you ought to tell your face that you're saved, amen? All right, so you got problems. I'm not saying you don't have problems. I'm not saying you don't have heartaches. I'm not saying that you don't have difficulties in life. But if you don't get your spirit right, and if you don't get your attitude right, you will never overcome the bigger obstacles in your life that are coming your way. If you can't handle the little stuff right now, you're not gonna be able to withstand the blast that Satan has for you in the years to come, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't think yourself happy, take your Bible, please, and turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. It's amazing to me how many of God's people are so depressed and despondent, and so many of God's people are down in the mouth, and, woe is me, and I can't do this, and look what happened to me. I'll tell you what the problem is. It's your attitude. Until you get right with God and you align your thoughts with God's word, you will not have the right attitude about most, if not all, things in life, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, say, watch this now, the spirit of man which is in him. That's your spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. You have a job to do. God's not just going to give you everything and show you everything in the Bible. It's your spirit that has to search it out. It's your spirit that has to find it out. It's your spirit that has to dig it out. It's your spirit that has to study. It's your spirit that has to understand, the Bible says. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. So a man has a spirit in him that allows him to say yes or no to God. Well, I don't know how you grew up. I don't know what influenced you. I don't know how your individual character was formed. I don't know all that. But all of us were formed differently. People living in the same household, sometimes different events and different times, and different things happen at different periods in their lives. I don't know. I just know every person is unique. But until you realize that it is your attitude in life. Look, you can be a bickering wife if you want, or you can be a pleasant wife if you want. Huh? Hey, you read, we're going to read it right here tonight or this morning, where you can deal treacherously with the wife of your youth. And you know what the Bible says in the same passage? It's your spirit. Not the Holy Spirit, your spirit. You can deal people with either with mercy or you can be unmerciful. You can be either kind or you can be unkind. You can either be gracious or you can be ungracious. You can be an ingrate. You can be unthankful, or you could be thankful. The decision is yours. Take your Bible, please, and turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Romans says we have to reckon our minds. I reckon that the suffering of the present is not worthy to be compared. I forget how it goes. But what you know what reckon is? It's to line up your thinking with God's thinking. You and I have to line up our minds and our hearts with what God says. And the more we do that, the more we get the power of God, the more we get the wisdom of God. God gets more of us. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Here it is. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You have the ability on what you think about. You make a decision on what you think about. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. You decide what to look. You decide what to watch. You decide what to read. You decide what to listen to. You decide to put yourself in somebody's company. You decide to go to whatever church you want to go to. You decide who to marry. You decide where to work. You decide where to live. Well, all that are decisions that you make, bringing into captivity into your mind, is this right or is this not right? Most of us don't even care what comes into our mind. We just, whatever comes into our heads. And boy, the world's going to have a blast with you. The devil's going to have a blast with you, man. Just use you. Take your Bible, please, and let's go back to Proverbs. Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. Paul said, I think myself happy. Yeah, but look at all the troubles we're having. Look at all the problems we're having. That's because your eye's on the White House, not on God's throne, amen? There's pleasure on his throne evermore. There's joy in the presence of God forevermore. Well, if your mind is on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I would consider suicide then. But if your mind is on the heavens and God Almighty, Jehovah God, you don't got a care in the world, man. If you're going to spend eternity on the glass sea, in the crystal sea, streets of gold, and no sin, no doctor, no hospital, no funeral, no cancer, no sickness, no disease, no nothing wrong. What in the world are you upset for? Why are you so down all the time? Why? Because it's difficult now? Well, I remind you that Jesus had a difficult time too when he went to the cross for you. I remind you it was difficult when everybody forsook him. I want to remind you that it was difficult when they nailed him to the cross. I want to remind you that it was difficult for him when they whipped his entire body and his flesh just hang out. He was unrecognizable as a person. Hair pulled out, bleeding. It's kind of tough for him too, don't you think? But for the joy that was set before him, he went through with it, don't you think? Well, for the joy that's set down before us, ladies and gentlemen, we can go through what we can go through. It's not that difficult. We still live in the freest country in the world. We still live in a country that we have more liberty than anyone else. We are still preaching the gospel. They have not come in and closed the building down yet. And even if they do, we'll start a prison ministry, amen? Even if we do, we'll go from house to house, have church, amen? Even if they do, we can still preach on street corners, amen? We get so upset and we get all riled up because of what's going on in the world politically that you've lost focus of the Word of God and God himself. Proverbs 15, verse number 13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. What are you thinking about? What are you reading all the time? What's getting you down? You're obviously not reading the Word of God. You'll be reading about your home, amen. You're obviously not reading the Word of God. You're going to find out what's going to happen to Satan in the long run, amen. You're obviously not reading in the Word of God that your sins have been forgiven, amen. When God looks at you, we're not, look, you know what I'm saying? We're justified already, not when we get to heaven. There is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I mean, come on. I mean, when God looks at me, he's got like Alzheimer's disease. He can't remember the sins that you and I can remember. You remember your sins. You remember your faults. You remember how you messed up. God says, like the song says, what in the world are you crying about? What are you fussing about? Now, maybe you're messing up your own life. Then I'd stop messing up your own life. Amen. Maybe you're causing your own grief. I don't know. Maybe you're doing something. If A and B always come out to C, then stop doing A and B. Amen. But start living for God. Start reading the Word of God. Enjoying your Christian life, ladies and gentlemen. It's not as miserable as you paint it, as you make it to be sometimes. It's not as difficult as you make it to be. Proverbs 16, verse number 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Watch this. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. If you got a problem controlling your temper, your anger, and you got a problem controlling your mind and your eyes, and temptations get the best of you, then you can't rule your own spirit. It's your spirit, it's your attitude. Proverbs 20, verse 27, the Bible says, well, let's turn there, Proverbs 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Yeah. You would think the Holy Spirit comes in, God comes in, boom, he just overflows everybody. Not unless you let him. Not unless you allow him.
That's right.
My Bible says the spirit of man is what God uses as a candle searching all the inward parts of the belly. If you're not concerned about anything that you're doing wrong, then you're not going to fix anything you're doing wrong. You don't care about anything you're doing wrong. You can listen to all Bible sermons you want, all Bible studies you want. You can read the Bible, and we're going to get to the Bible. The Bible will help you. Amen. It'll give you the right spirit. But I'm just saying, unless you individually, that candle that God's given you, you're the one that searches everything out. You're the one that's supposed to search God out. You're the one that's supposed to search the Holy Spirit out. You're the one that's supposed to search the things of God out. The candle that's in you. But you extinguish that candle. So where's God? That's exactly the right attitude. Right? That's right, exactly the wrong attitude right there. Like, where's God? Yeah, that's right there. I forget who it was, some famous preacher. I don't know if it was D.L. Moody or somebody else. They say, you know, somebody came back. They were out sowing. They came back, you know. And somebody said, I tried giving the gospel out, but, you know, I didn't get anybody saved. And I think it was D.L. Moody. I could be wrong about this. He said, well, you didn't think that you're going to go out all the time and get people saved, do you? He says, well, no. He said, well, that's why. If you don't think you can't, then you can't. I have a can do. Not that's not positive thinking. That's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's a can do attitude. That's what my Bible says. Can do. Can do. We believe can't do. Can't be. Can't be doing this. So if you think that way, you're not going to do it. If you think it's too difficult to get people saved, it's not going to happen. If you think it's too difficult to have an old-fashioned church, it's not going to happen. If you think God's not going to answer your prayer, it's not going to answer it. So that's your faith. That's your faith. My Bible says in Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But a broken spirit, that's not, the Holy Spirit's not broken, but a broken spirit, who can bear? I mean, who wants to be around somebody who's always criticizing and down and out and complaining and they got mood swings and they're having pity parties? Who in the world wants to be around somebody like that? Somebody else who's just like that. My Bible says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction and an haughty spirit before a fall. My Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? We read that when we started. Proverbs 25:28, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And that's why Satan's going to invade and conquer you and take you over. But my Bible says we are more than conquerors. Yeah, we're victorious. We already had the victory, ladies and gentlemen, through faith. My Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7, verses 8 and 9, the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. So you can have a spirit that's patient, or you can have a spirit that's hasty. How's your attitude today? How's your attitude towards sin? How's your attitude towards the things of God? Isaiah 19:3 talks about the spirit of Egypt. Too many times we're being influenced by the spirit of Egypt. And you're allowing your spirit and your attitude to be influenced by the world instead of what God says. Turn to Isaiah 29, please. Isaiah 29. You say, yeah, but, you know, I didn't grow up with the right attitude, and now I was really messed up, and I don't know how I should do things, and I don't know how I should act, and I don't know how I should think. Well, thank God there's God, amen? Amen. And thank God that God can change us, amen? And thank God not only has he redeemed us, but he's made us a new creature, ladies and gentlemen. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things. That means your outlook in life can change, amen? Yeah. Sometimes children have to be the parents for their parents. Yeah. Sometimes these bus kids have to go home, they have to parent their parent because a parent has no idea about parenting at all. Sometimes things are thrust on you in life that you didn't ask for, you didn't call for, you didn't want, but there they are. What do you do, run from them now? What are you going to do, just give up, throw up your hands and surrender, wave a white flag? I say, I quit, I can't take it no more. Bless God, I can do all things through Christ. Sometimes my kids growing up, they used to say, Dad, you can't do that. And I say, yes, you can. Don't tell me I can't. And I purposely would do some things they tell me you can't. And it got to the point where they knew that I would say that. And so they purposely would say things that you can't do that because they didn't want to do it. They wanted me to do it. And after a while, I caught on. I said, no. You do it. You're going to do it. You can do it. You better do it. Amen. But you can do it. You may be hurt. Yeah. You may have burdens. You may have to weep at night. Yeah. But you can still smile. You know, your smile is not for you, it's for somebody else.
Right.
Your smile is not for you, it's for somebody else. Your attitude is not for you. Your zeal hath provoked very many. But, oh, look what happened to me. I can't do this no more. I fell flat on my face, or this happened to me in the past, and now I gotta talk to Oprah to get it right. I gotta write Dear Abby, you know. I got to see what the stars say. What sign is it this month? You know, what month was I born? Isaiah 29, verse 24. All right, so you messed up. So you have a bad attitude. Get it right. They also that erred in spirit. God does not err. The Holy Spirit doesn't err. But you and I, our spirits can err. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Guess what? You can learn to live life new, amen? You can learn to live life differently, amen? Huh? And I'm not saying you haven't been wounded. The strange woman in Proverbs says, yea, many, she hath wounded many mighty, I think it is. Sure, you've been wounded. You can be wounded. You can be hurt. But Jesus wounded for our transgressions also, amen? And he took our griefs, and he took our sorrows. He didn't just die for our sins. He died for our griefs and our sorrows. But yet, it's as if we don't have anything to rely on. My Bible says in Daniel 5:12 that Daniel had an excellent spirit. Not only did he have the Holy Spirit, he had an excellent spirit. In Daniel 6:3, Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And that's why God used Daniel. Take a Bible, turn to Zechariah chapter number 12, please. Zechariah chapter number 12. Two books before Matthew, right before Malachi. Zechariah chapter number 12. That's why it's your faith that makes a difference, not somebody else's faith. Keep thy faith to thyself, the Bible says in Romans. Why? Because it's your faith, it's your attitude, it's your spirit. Zechariah 12, verse number 1, the burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord. which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth, and watch this now, formeth the spirit of man within him. God can form the right attitude and the right spirit for you, and the candle of the Lord, which is the spirit of man, God can make right so that you can search things out right. You don't have to be depressed for the rest of your life, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be despondent for the rest of your life, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be bitter for the rest of your life, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be miserable for the rest of your life, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be selfish. You don't have to be any adjective you want to think about. You can be joyful and you can think yourself happy, amen. If you knew the heartaches and the burdens some of the people in this room have, man, you'd be thankful to God that you didn't have what they went through. Yeah. But we make, you know, devil's real good about magnifying our own problems in our own eyes. Next book over in Malachi, chapter number 2, verse 14. The Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet she is thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. In verse 15, he says, take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Huh. You know what God said in Peter? You know what Peter wrote? That your prayers be not hindered. You know, we have a good, we carry a black book, wear a shirt and tie, come to church, say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And then go home and treat our wife and kids like dirt, right? Then you wonder why things don't work out your way, you don't get your prayers answered, amen. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Same thing with wives. Same thing. They're friendly to everybody else and their own husband. They're nicer to everybody else. They go to work. They go to church. They're in a neighborhood. They're friendly to everybody else except for their own husband. Yeah. You don't have to be a bickering husband or a bickering wife. No. You can change your attitude. You can change your spirit. He says in verse number 6, take heed to your spirit that ye deal not treacherously. Verse 16, rather. Take heed to your spirit that ye deal not treacherously. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Why be upset if people are persecuting you, or mocking you because of your Christianity, or making it difficult for you? You ought to go around and say, glory to God, I'm doing something right. I heard where John R. Rice purposely, when somebody wasn't upset at him, every month or two or three, he would literally write something on the front page about another preacher so somebody else would be mad at him so he could feel good that he was living right, amen? Can you imagine doing that? I'm not saying purposely get somebody out riled or upset, but we get upset when God's word is vindicated, amen? It just happened to be us, though. Why do I have to go through it? Well, Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit in Mark chapter number 8, verse 12. He had problems. He had heartaches. He had burdens. Turn to Mark 7, please. Mark 7. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? So how's your outlook in life? Mark 7, please. Do not allow the circumstances in your life to dictate your attitude. Make your attitude dictate your circumstances. Don't have a defeatist attitude. Don't be spineless or hopeless. You get the right frame of mind. You get your right mindset. Mark chapter number 7. Verse number 24. From thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. But a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, a Canaanitish woman, in Matthew 15 it says. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. The Israelites, the Jews. So he came for to save his own. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Can you imagine Jesus likening you to dogs? 99.99% of every individual, that's it, I'm out of here. I don't want nothing from you. You gonna call me a dog? You understand why a lot of Greeks are mad at Jews when they read something like this, you know? Everything is a Jew's fault in the world. And she answered and said unto him, yea, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Wow. What great faith. What a great attitude. When even the King of Kings would call us dogs. Huh? Would you be too ashamed, too hurt, too embarrassed, too deflated? Would your ego be shot? Or would you say, God, you're right, but I just need some crumbs, please. I'll just take the crumbs that fall off the master's table. Huh? What's your attitude today? What's it going to take to stop you in life? Yes, I refuse to allow any individual to stop me from doing what God wants me to do. I refuse to do it. I don't care what your title is. I don't care what the position is. I don't care how much money you got. You can take my body, lock it up, and bind it. That's fine with me, but you ain't going to control my mind unless you pour drugs or whatever you want in my mind. I don't know. Then I'll lose my mind. Snap. I don't know. But while I have the ability, there's nobody up on planet Earth that's not going to stop me from thinking myself happy. Yeah. The hillbilly from West Virginia was at our house yesterday, helping my son on his truck, and I could hear him from the window. Keep on the sunny side. I forgot how the song goes, but I was looking at it, I said, man, what an idiot out there. You know how cold it is out there? You know how cold it was out there working underneath there, man? Welding underneath that truck on the snow there and singing, keep on the sunny side of life. I said, bro, that's good. When I hear something like that, I say, hallelujah, man. I like when somebody's got a fighting spirit, amen. But we just want to give up, throw in a towel, quit. Like there's no use, there's no hope. My Bible says, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When the woes of life o'ertake me, hopes deceive and fears annoy, never shall the cross forsake me. Lo, it glows with peace and joy. He saw me plunged in deep distress. He flew to my relief. For me he bore the shameful cross and carried all my grief. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. Oh, spread the tiding round wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound. The Comforter has come. We walk around sometimes, oh, there's no hope. Oh, there's no use. There's nothing we can do. Jesus, what a friend of sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole. Jesus, what a strength and weakness. Let me hide myself in him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing, he, my strength, my victory wins. Jesus, what a help in sorrow. While the billows o'er me roll, even when my heart is breaking, he, my comfort, helps my soul. Jesus, what a guide and keeper. While the tempest still is high, storms about me, night o'ertakes me, he, my pilot, hears my cry. standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Reminds me of a verse I didn't read this morning. Take your Bible, turn somewhere, I'll get to it. It's somewhere, amen. It's somewhere. You guys have just a bad attitude, that's all. John chapter number 6, please. John chapter number 6. We let other people intimidate us. We're afraid to speak our mind, stand our ground. John chapter number 6. Verse number 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. That's the Holy Spirit, obviously. But watch this. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You want to have life in you? You want to get the right spirit and the right attitude? Read the words of spirit right here, man. Yeah. Just read it. How can you read? How in the world can you read the book of Acts and have somebody stop you? Well, you don't read it, that's why. I mean, I don't know any other book, anywhere ever penned, any written, anywhere, that you can read a book that'll convict you of not doing enough for God than the book of Acts. I mean, they went everywhere preaching the gospel. We're living in America, Christianity today. Where we're getting piped in religion through our radio and television and books. Yeah. So, Paul was pressed in the spirit. Yeah. He said, I had to go, I have to go, I have to go. He said, if I have enough time, I'll go. If it works out, I'll go. Yeah. My Bible says in Psalm 51, verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, watch this, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. That's why we all need attitude adjustments when we read the Word of God. Amen. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's Mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilt. Sin and despair, like the sea waves cold, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. So, does sin abound in your life? I got news for you. Grace doth much more abound. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. When you live an inferior Christian life, you're proclaiming to the world that the blood of Jesus Christ is not powerful enough. Yeah, when you walk through the life and you complain in the bitterness of your soul and you just downhearted all the time and depressed all the time, you're telling the world that the Word of God is not powerful enough. You're just advertising to the world that your Christianity, your religion is not powerful enough to overcome any obstacle in life. That's pretty sad. That's pretty shallow religion, ladies and gentlemen. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee I find, O Lamb of God, I come. I don't need it in my house, I don't need it in my lands, I don't need it in my money, I don't need it in my job, I need it in Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share. Thou hast borne all for me, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Well, God's given you a cross in your life. Take it up, bear it, and go on in life with a cheerful countenance, ladies and gentlemen, singing as we go. I've wandered far away from God, now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. I've wasted many precious years. I now repent with bitter tears. I've tired of sin and straying, Lord. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word. My soul is sick, my heart is sore. My strength renew, my hope restore. Lord, I'm coming home. So, how's your attitude today? The reason you can't do what God tells you is because you believe you can't do it. if you believe the word of God that you can do it, then you would do it. You have just allowed yourself to stop what God wants to do for your life. I wouldn't let the world, school, philosophy, religion stop me from doing what God wants to do. I may not be perfect. I may not be the best father, the best husband, the best pastor, but I can do something for God with you. I can live for God. Arise, my soul, arise. Shake off thy guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne my surety stands. Before the throne my surety stands. My name is written on his hand. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly while the near waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Savior, hide till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. Just and holy is thy name, I am all unrighteousness. False and full of sin I am, thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity. Job 20, verse number 3, we'll close with this. Job 20. So far speaking, but still the word of God is still true. Psalm 78 says that they might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. My Bible says in the book of Psalms, because they provoked his spirit, Moses' spirit, he spake unadvisedly with his spirit. Be careful about your spirit. Be careful about your attitude. I know people think we have a bad attitude, but you have the right attitude when it comes to the Word of God, amen. You change the Word of God, you change any of the words of God, you don't have the right spirit, man. Your spirit is the love of money. Job 20, verse number 3, verse 2, verse number 2. He said, therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer. My thoughts cause me to answer. What do you think about? That's what you're speaking. What are you dwelling on? What are you meditating on? That's how you're going to react. Out of the abundance of the heart, answer you. Your thoughts are going to cause the answer. You're going to live and die in your life by the word that you speak. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. I believe that he is the only way to heaven. I believe that people do not receive Jesus Christ, they're burned in the eternal lake of fire, in eternal hell. And the only hope for anybody is receiving Jesus Christ as their Savior. If we believe that, we would tell people. I believe this book that I hold in my hand is the King James Bible, is the Word of God. I believe it is inerrant. I believe it is without error. I believe it is inspired of God. I believe it is the very words of God that I hold in my hand right now. I believe it. Your life will determine what kind of attitude and what kind of spirit you have. I don't know what formed your attitude in the past. I don't know what formed your spirit in the past. I don't know all the heartaches and all the burdens that you carry, the memories that scar your memory bank. I don't know that. But I know this one. That my Bible says that God has formed the spirit. And the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord that searches out all things. And it is the spirit of man that makes you understand the things of God. And it is the spirit of man that makes you think. I think myself. life has not gone the way I would like it to. The things I plan sometimes and my goals, as it looks right now, probably will not be met. My hopes and my dreams have not all been filled yet. But that doesn't mean I cannot do what I should be doing. That does not mean that I cannot do what I can do. That does not mean I should sit in the corner and have a pity party and not help somebody, not be a help and a blessing to somebody who needs my help. I know this part. I'm one individual. So I do have a voice. I do have an influence, and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. The spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. How's your spirit doing? How's your attitude? It's all still in place.